Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Francine delivered some challenges in ways that we always knew about. It just, you never know when it's going to happen. And when you look at some of the rainfall totals that occurred the other evening, predominantly because of two bands that came through in a fairly short duration of time, we were, you know, left with pumps trying to catch up. And here to talk to us about that is Mark Drews, Jefferson Parish Public Works Director. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Noel. Glad to be here.
Mark, I know you guys have probably looked at some of the SCADA data that is generated relative to rainfall. What did it reveal?
Basically, what we had, if you looked at our West Bank, the entire day, the average across the West Bank was 4 to 6 inches. We got that same 4 to 6 inch average in a 3 hour span all the way across the East Bank, basically from 5 to 8 p.m. And for the entire day, the East Bank, and I mean that's all of the East Bank, averaged anywhere between 7 to 9 inches for the day with a high of 12.15 inches at our Elmwood area.
So that is the challenge we all fear, right? Because the pumps at 100% full capacity, all pumps working, can handle what?
I mean, typically your pumps system is designed to handle that first inch of rain and then roughly a half inch per hour after that. You know, and you're looking at 4 to 6 in a 3 hour period. But what really hurt in this case is, you know, typically we've had some large storms that may dump that amount. But those storms are moving across the parish. It's not dumping it everywhere at the same time, because what happened in this case is that sat right over the entire East Bank, dumping it everywhere. So we have four major pump stations at the lake. Every one of those pump stations, you know, became overwhelmed because they can't assist each other. They're actually tied. As you well know, West Esplanade Canal runs the entire length of the parish. That's an east-west canal that connects all our north-south canals that bring the water, you know, to those pump stations. So they can help each other out, you know, if one area is experiencing, you know, a tremendous amount of rainfall. But in this case, the entire East Bank was blanketed.
And so what happens is it doesn't, once you kind of get behind a proverbial eight ball, there's really not a capacity to catch up, is there, if that rain is persistently dropping during that short period of time?
No, there's no way to catch up. And again, once the rain stops, you're still going to, it's going to be, you know, it could be an hour, a couple hours before you can really start drawing it down because, you know, all that rain, even though the rain has stopped, the rain down in the southern part of the East Bank is flowing to the East Bank. So, you know, you're basically still draining at that same rate, you know, for a couple of hours before your pumps are now going to start catching up and actually bringing those canal levels down.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard some folks saying, you know, talking about how we could redirect or re-engineer unless you add more capacity, more pumps, right, it really would be hard to really improve upon numbers to a large extent.
Yeah, the East Bank is unique in a way that it's all developed. You know, so I have my major canal system. So if I wanted to increase my canal capacity, you know, I have to widen those canals. I can't just deepen those canals. So you can imagine, right, as you well know, you know, West Esplanade, West Metairie, you know, those canals, you know, I have roadways along those canals. There's no room to do that. We've already done some, you know, we have two major spots where we can pump water and store it. The Earhart Expressway at Causeway, we have land there, and at Pontiff Playground. So we, you know, that's our, what you would call green, where we literally pump water into those two areas to, you know, store water to lessen the impact. So other than that, you know, the path forward is to try to increase capacity of our drainage system.
Yeah. Any lesson learned in the aftermath of this event?
From this event, you know, our pump stations at the lake, you know, they were all pumping, with the exception we did lose two pumps at our Duncan Canal pump station temporarily, you know, and of course at the worst, most critical time. So, you know, obviously we will study what went wrong with those. We found out actually the next day that, you know, we couldn't start one of those pumps. It was actually a chip that failed that controls the starter, you know, but in the heat of the battle, we were not able to, you know, assess that. So obviously we will take a look at it, you know, but for the most part, the system worked as planned. I will say that on the books, we do have a project out in West Kenner, which was the hardest hit area, to add a pump station there that will pump straight into the lake. And that's in the Wood Lake Estates area. So, mm-hmm. You know, we're always looking at ways to, you know, wherever we have our most significant drainage problems to, you know, to alleviate that. And of course, we always have projects to upsize our interior drain pipes to, again, because that's another issue, is you have to be able to get that subsurface system, has to be able to handle the storm to get it to those major canals.
Mark, a lot of people don't realize this is a gravity fed system, right? And if my memory serves me correct, you correct me if I'm wrong, about a 16-foot drop in elevation from the toe of the Mississippi River levee to the toe of the lake levee. Is that about correct?
That's probably about correct. And what you're looking at, some areas of the East Bank, it's roughly 5 miles from where those that rain falls on its path gravity-wise to get to those pumps at the lake. I have, like, the Elmwood section, actually it's 6 miles. So it's a long journey for some of that water, you know, going from pipes to small canals to major canals before it actually reaches the lake.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
So if you think about a 6 mile highway that's draining water from one geographic area, all along the way, there's more and more water entering that highway, right, until
yeah,
it gets
correct.
To the pump.
Correct. And just like on the highway, as that water's coming in from different sides, it's competing, for a spot in that major canal.
And when that competition gets to the point of being so intense, that's when you see it start to back up on the surface streets, right?
That's correct. I mean, there came a point, obviously, with that spike in volume where, you know, the pumps could only keep up with so much flow, so that water starts building up, and then it starts backing up, and it's going to seek its lowest level. So it's going to first go into the streets, and unfortunately, which was so sad, is that, you know, we took on some structure flooding in this event.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I talked to a number of folks that had to backwash their pools because their pools were overflowing. On average, they say that they had about a 5 to 6 inch freeboard between the top of the pool and where the normal pool level is. And I talked to folks that had to backwash their pool 3 times. So that tells me that they had rainfalls in some area, potentially could have been as high as 12, 13, 14 inches. And, you know, that's, I mean, you know, I know the SCADA system is you know, registering in one unique designated area, but it wouldn't surprise me when you hear stories like that, that we had areas of rainfall that were actually 2, 3, maybe even four inches greater than the overall average.
Yeah, that can happen. You can have localized pockets, but I mean, we actually registered 12.15 inches at our Elmwood site. So, you know, we got rainfall that high that was actually recorded.
Yeah. And what was the MSY site? Because at one time during the storm, the airport and Elmwood were the areas with the most rainfall for a period of time. Do you know what the airport ended up with?
I think from what I remember, it was between 7 and 8 inches at that site. You know,
right.
Like I told you, all of my sites basically average anywhere from 7 to 9 inches total, all of my East Bank sites. And that site is, there's an airport pump station. That one pumps over the flood wall directly into the lake as well.
Anytime you have water that breaches the banks of a canal, there's possibility of erosion and damage. Have y'all done that assessment? Anything reveal itself?
We're not aware of any significant damage to the canal banks. I know it overtopped, but, you know, we have, you know, events throughout the year where, you know, depending on where that's located, that water reaches the top of the canal bank, so or close to it. So in this case, we've not seen anything like that. Nothing's been reported. And obviously, after any storm, we're out the next day, not just to check out the canal banks to make sure we don't have anything that's obstructing the canal that, you know, floated into it or was, you know,
right,
dropped into
right.
the canal.
Absolutely. Final thoughts, Mark?
Yes, just final thoughts. Like I said, I do want to give a shout out. We had 500 workers that responded to this storm, as soon as it was over, out, because we had sewer issues that we were able to address, traffic signal issues, drainage issues, et cetera. You know, they worked tirelessly. They were all in place before the storm. And what people don't realize is that they worked before the storm, cleaning catch basins and getting everything ready as well. So it's we ride it out during, and we're right out on the road right after.
Absolutely. Been there, stood side by side with them. We're very fortunate to have the members of the Public Works office. Thank you so much for joining us, Mark Drews. Stay safe. Catch a little sleep, my friend.
Yeah, I will be watching LSU in the Saints.
All righty. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. When we come back after the break, we'll visit with Helena Moreno, the president of the New Orleans City Council. Stay with us.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight.
Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.